بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Further explanation of the hadith that we should give a sadaqah for every joint of the body, and that namaz, two rakats of charge namaz, is sadaqah for all the joints. Various forms of giving charity have been taught to us in the hadith. In the hadith we read all different types of charity that we can give. The most obvious and superior of this is monetary, while the other forms have to do with the actions of the body and the tongue. The best sadaqah charity, even if somebody passes away and we have to make his salih sawab for the person, we can read Quran Sharif, etc., the kalima, La ilaha illallah, 70,000 times. All these have got great merits. But the best form is monetary charity, to give money in a good cause and pass that sawab to the marhumin. According to other mazhabs, the only monetary sadaqah is allowed. Other is not allowed. But the fact of the matter is that all reciting Quran Sharif and we pass the sawab, that also reaches the marhumin. Reading 70,000 times La ilaha illallah, for example, or any amount, three times Qul Huwa Allah, all that sawab also reaches the marhumin. And we should not be negligent about this. For our marhumin, more than on a daily basis, we should be making isali sawab for them. So this hadith also teaches the various forms of sadaqah that we can give. One who engages in all these forms of charity is fortunate indeed. Very fortunate is that person who will make charity, sadaqah, of all the forms. Monetary, money also, spend it in the path of Allah, and then all other ibadat, tilawat of Quran Sharif, reading of Durood Sharif and passing the sawab, whatever, all the other type also. We should try and engage in all the types of sadaqah and charity. Salah has been specified as a suitable alternative for the charity of the joints. In this hadith we see, for all the sadaqah of the joint, two rakats of chas namaz have been said, that will be enough for all the charity. Because salah incorporates all the previous mentioned forms of charity, such as tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, takbir. All that is in namaz. In namaz we read subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar. All that comes in our namaz. And encouraging good and forbidding evil. In fact, it wouldn't be surprised to understand and to find out that namaz is also referred to as the suitable alternative for all the other tasbihat and all the other charity. Because in namaz, in a two rakat namaz, every joint of the body is exercised. If we make our namaz properly according to the sunnah, then every two rakat of namaz, every joint of the body is exercised. For example, our finger joint, when we clasp our hands properly, when we stand, if we don't just put our hands on one another, we clasp them properly. And especially in ruku, for men, the order is that we should clasp our hands. But if we are just placing them, then they won't be exercised for the finger joints. So much so, even the toe joints. When when we are in sajda, we should bend our toes so that our toes also face qibla. If we do that, if we just place our feet on the tips of the toes and we don't bend the toes, then the exercise of the toes won't take place. When we are in a sitting position in attahiyat, then also the right leg, the toes should face qibla. We should bend them so they are getting exercised. And the other left foot, the toes should be pressed against the right foot and the toes should be turned towards qibla, etc. We are very negligent of all this. So if we make our namaz properly, when we make salam, then all the neck joints are exercised also. So every joint of the body is exercised And this is enough for us. Really, as Muslims, we don't need no jogging and no gymming. Least of all for our women. Walking on the streets and jogging on the streets and gymming with non-Muslim people, there's no question of that. We should be making our namazes properly. Then every joint will be exercised, and as this hadith says, it is the charity then for all the joints of the body, all the pains, which is such a common problem with everyone. A non-Muslim physiotherapist told a Muslim man that if you people, he told him specifically, who had back problems, and he was a non-Muslim, the physiotherapist, he said if you had made your namaz as you people are required to, then you should never have picked up this back problem of yours. That is, when we go into sajda from the standing position, we shouldn't be making a second ruku and going in sajda. That is, we bend down front and go. The back must be kept straight and we go down. And after that, when we have come near the sitting position, then we move our torso forward and we make our sajda. So the correct way of making sajda, that also, then we won't have this back problems. All our solution is in our deen, but unfortunately we have not understood, and we are thinking we are so engrossed and enveloped in the Western way of life that we think they have got all the solution. Whereas all the solutions are in our deen, if we practice upon deen as the correct deen, not just an outward form, or just like, for example, wudu, just splashing water and thinking we have made wudu, but to make wudu properly. In fact, even istinja, many of us, istinja is only splashing water, and especially now, which has become common, the hose we use. So we just splash some water. We don't wash our nafaki away. That is what is required. So if we do our things properly, our deen has got everything for us what we need. In the Quran Sharif, the Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." That namaz is such that it will stop you from all immoral behavior and all types of sin. Now, not only all the joints of the body, the sadqa will be given, and you will have a good healthy body, but your namaz will save you from all immorality and all types of sin. But on condition that we make namaz, not just in going up and down and rushing through and then we are gone again. Now that we make our namaz properly, the minimum number of rakat for salah to duha charged is 2 rakat, and the maximum is 12. At least once in our life we should try and make charged namaz also. Round about 11 o'clock, make 2 rakats of charged namaz, and at least once in our life make the full 12 also. When we are gone for Umrah, we have enough time there, especially where on weekends we have enough time. Sunday morning we can spend our time in the ibadat of Allah. Hardly any one of us think, I've got free time like on a Sunday, let me spend it in Allah's ibadat. We think of cleaning the garage, for example, working in the garden, for example, but we won't think of making some ibadat. I've got some extra free time, so let me spend it in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand, appreciate this deen, and the appreciation will be when we will practice on it. And the enjoyment of it will be also when we practice upon deen, then we will get the enjoyment. If you have a wonderful meal prepared at home, but till you don't eat it, you're not going to enjoy it. We've got the best deen. Till we don't bring it into our lives, we won't enjoy the deen. About that best meal, you can talk as much as you want to. It's such a wonderful meal. It tastes so wonderful, but the taste won't be in your mouth. And if you don't speak one word, but you eat it, you will get the taste. The same is with our deen. If we keep on even talking about it, reading about it, listening to it, whether on CDs or whatever, any other form, but we don't practice it, we won't get the enjoyment of deen. When we will practice on it, then the enjoyment of deen will come, and the wonderful benefits the protection, the barakah, the rahmat of Allah, all that we'll experience when we practice upon deen. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.